Restaurant Week. I don't really understand it, but we have an expert here to tell us all about it. He is the executive chef and the owner of Prosecco at 710 North Wells. It is Mark Spadaccino. Spadaccino. How was that?
So good for an Irish guy.
Thank you. I'm Lebanese, but I can't roll my R's to save my life. It's good to see you again. How are you?
Good to see you, Pete. Thanks
it's
for
nice
having
seeing
me.
You in black. That's all he wears, I swear to God. What is Restaurant Week? Because it's 17 days.
Okay, well, originally Restaurant Week was actually a week.
Okay.
And then they would always kind of push us to try it, to get us to go another 3 days. So it would be like a Friday to Friday. And then they're like, well, do you want to do it, Saturday and Sunday, a couple more days. So we opened up Prosecco in December 2007. We participated first with Restaurant Week in 2008, February, and end of January, beginning of February. It's always around this time.
Okay.
And what it is the National Restaurant Association and then the local affiliate, the Chicago Restaurant Association, devised this plan to help us restaurants get through until the spring, because I tell
it's
you
slow.
What, you're jamming in that last quarter, right? October, November, December, you're just killing it.
It's right.
Every weekend, there's holiday parties, everyone's celebrating, and New Year's Eve comes in, it's a big bang, and I tell you what, the third and the fourth, you're standing out on the sidewalk with a sandwich sign over your shoulders, barking at people to come into your restaurant. You go from doing 200 covers to 30
right.
overnight. And I think that's the reason why. And I was apprehensive, to be honest, because when we opened up in a bang. We opened in December. December, we crushed it. January, we crushed it. We're going into February. My partner's like, we should do this. Everyone's doing it. And I'm like, well, we're already a popular restaurant. People are going to come. But I begrudgingly, I did it. She was right. And all of a sudden, we were like doing 60, 100, 150 covers during the week and 150, 200 people on the weekends. And then in lunches, lunches aren't a busy time for us. But all of a sudden, we've got 50, 60, 80 covers.
Because people want to sample the food.
Because people want to come out and get this. So, for instance, if you're like our menus, so the menus for Restaurant Week.
Explain to people you have a special menu for lunch and dinner during Restaurant Week. And does that change or it stays the same the entire time for 17 days?
Well, different restaurants do different things. So, what I do is I pick the highlights. So, the top choices that we know by looking at our POS system, by sending the food out, what people are buying the most of. So we'll pick three different menus. So we've got a lunch menu, and our lunch menu consists of a salad, a soup, our rigatoni norcina, which is the Italian sausage and pancetta with light cream tomato sauce, wild
is
mushroom
that what you
risotto.
Brought in right over here?
That's what we have right over there.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good.
A scallopini of chicken with lemon, white wine, and capers, just like the old chicken piccata, but people love it. And then whitefish. And then a choice of dessert. There's the tiramisu, gelato sorbet. So that's for $24.
That's lunch?
That's lunch.
You want to go back to work and take a nap after that.
You do. If you have three martinis, you definitely want to. So that if you price that menu out,
yep.
And you're picking the most expensive items off that menu, that prices out at $39, and you get it at Prosecco right now for $24.
So that's the reason for someone that lives in the suburbs to come in and try it, because this is all at a discount.
People come in from out of town, out of state.
Right. This is a big deal.
This is a big deal, and people are coming here for it. Listen, you come to Chicago the end of January, beginning of February, hotels don't cost as much. It's not as crowded. You can do a lot of things very economically, and I think that's what brings people to it, and it was a brilliant idea. I believe it's been going for 13 years. I've been doing it. This is now our 13th year. When we started doing Restaurant Week, we were one of 62 restaurants.
Okay.
And it was just phenomenal. The next year it was 80, and the next year it was 100, the next year is 150.
Oh,
now it's 400 and I think 440 or I'm not a spokesperson for the Chicago Restaurant Association, but it's over 400 restaurants participating. And once upon a time, if you look around, everyone is doing it. When you look at that list, it's like everyone is doing it.
Right. I want you to hold that thought for a second. I want to ask you about the Brotherhood of Restaurants, but we need to check weather and traffic. Mark Spadaccino is here, the executive chef and owner of Prosecco. Lauren, what do we have going on?
Radio Chicago. This is AM 720. WGN.
It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios in for Ro Khan, who is sick today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. In studio with us is the executive chef and owner of Prosecco, right on the corner of Wells and...
In between Huron and Superior.
Thank
actually,
you.
Yeah.
Okay, 710 North Wells.
Yeah.
Before we talk about Restaurant Week, I want to talk about the world's greatest rock and roll band.
The one that you called me about last time. I can't talk about it.
The Rolling Stones were in town for two shows, and they had some time in between, and I found out that the Stones went to your restaurant, and I sent you a text, and you didn't respond for a while, and then you responded like a day and a half later, and you said, yes, the Rolling Stones were here.
Yes.
How does that happen?
I think it was our friends over at the Peninsula and some of our other friends that do some staging for them here in Chicago. So the word was out. You know, we've been entertaining celebrities since we opened for 12 years. I mean, Vince Vaughn became a very, very good friend of mine when he was when he was in town. We catered his wedding. He did whenever he was doing a premiere in Chicago, he did his premiere, which I was always invited to. Then we went to the after party, and then after the party there was an after party, and that was at Prosecco. And our Cantinella in our lovely little lower level space. And he would just choose and select 20, 30, 40 of his closest friends, and they would come on over after the party.
And we
would do that very, very late. And then from that, it just stemmed whenever there was people in town. It didn't matter if it was musicians or if it was actors. They would come in and check us out. And then we would start entertaining them more and more. And, like the Blackhawks come to our restaurant all the time. We've had the Stanley Cup in there three or four times.
So what time do the Rolling Stones eat?
It was like 7:30-ish. It was Mick. And a couple other guys were supposed to come. They didn't. One of the keyboard guys,
Do you clear the restaurant? What do you do?
Bring him in the back door, walk him through the kitchen? Yeah, his team comes in a little bit early, checks things out. He rolls up through the back, walks through the kitchen, just like you'd see in a movie. Sat down, very lovely man. We talked about what he was going to eat, and, very, very easy.
He always seems happy when you see interviews with Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, we're not sitting there chit chatting, hanging out with him at the table,
right?
But we definitely engaged, and then we kind of let them on their own, and then the word gets out, and people start showing up at the restaurant. And again, I'm not putting the word out there, but
right.
Because that's part of what our cachet, I think, is that we don't discuss it right away. We don't post it. It's not on social.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the newspaper, and that's why we've had all these people come and feel very comfortable time and time again coming back to our restaurant.
Right. All right, let's get back to Restaurant Week. Is there a brotherhood between restaurant owners?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Someone asked me about this the other day. It's like, hey, is there a restaurant that or a chef that, you have some kind of a rivalry with?
In radio people hate each other. TV people love each other. I don't know about restaurant owners.
Yeah, no. Listen, we all need each other. So if there's five restaurants on my street, listen, anyone that's looking for a space, the old 720 North Wells, it used to be Cairo back in the olden days, if you remember that, back in the 90s. And then most recently, it was Boarding House.
Right.
Alpina Singh had that beautiful big restaurant right on the corner, and someone bought it, and I just spoke with a broker that tells me that they're going to be putting it back out there on the market. But it behooves us all to have more restaurants in a smaller area, because it just brings more people.
Right.
I've got GT Prime across the street from me.
Yep.
Giuseppe's a very, very good friend of mine. I've got Lou Canellis opened up a new restaurant, Ovly, right over on the corner.
Now, have you been to Ovly in Lincoln Park?
I've been to Ovly in Lincoln Park. It's excellent. I've been to Ovly next door to me a few times.
I can't believe it. Lou just fell into that. Happened.
He's a schmoozer, man. He does know what he's doing.
He's got great food there.
He does have great food.
Yeah.
They were just reviewed just last week by Charlie Trotter's wife. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. But anyway, they got very high marks. Great restaurant, beautiful space. It took them a year to build it out. And it's everything. And it's bringing people back down to our street.
Right.
When we opened, there was a nightclub on the corner, and there was us. And that was it. And that was 12 years ago.
Wow.
And, subsequently, now we've got, 5,000 condos and apartment units within a block and a half
years.
Of us. Yeah.
Wow. Executive chef and owner Mark Spadaccino is here from Prosecco. We have a mutual friend that's celebrating an anniversary Jimmy Banos.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You know, I got a text from Jimmy the other day, Heaven on 7.
Yep.
40 years. And I remember the first time I walked into that restaurant was 1984 or 85. So I've been going there. I've told him, you know, I've been going there for 35 years. He's like, yeah, you got to come to this little soiree. So I'm not going to tell you guys when it is, but I'm just telling you that they're celebrating 40 years on the 7th floor of the Garland building in down by Jewelers Row right there.
Can you believe that?
And back in the day when you would go there, you'd walk out the elevator bank and there would be a line of 40 or 50 people. Now, Jimmy's either mother or aunt knew someone that knew someone. We knew someone. I don't know what it was, but we would walk in there. We walk around the side over there. We just stand very quietly, not make any eye contact. All of a sudden, she would just kind of come around over the corner. She like, you know, touches, and then we'd walk into a table somewhere. But, you know, we were regulars. We were there quite frequently. When I was in college, I was there all the time.
Now, when you see Jimmy, do you kiss him? Because he reminds me so much of my father. Every time I see him, I always kiss him on the cheek.
I do. I don't know
when that started. I've known him for years.
I see him, you know, he's Italian.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, and I see him about two or three times a month over at the Restaurant Supply. You go to the Restaurant Supply, Restaurant Depot over on Division, and you know who you run into? You run into Jimmy from Psy Cafe. You run into to the other Jimmy from Heaven on 7. You run into me. You run into operators, like owner-operators that are there. Not these guys with, you know, 10 restaurants.
Right. They're,
you know, they have everything trucked in, but us guys, we're buying our own product.
You guys
product.
Are workhorses. You're doing it on your own.
Yeah, and that's where I see him. I see him quite regularly.
Do you love owning a restaurant?
Yeah. I mean, it's what I do. I've been doing this for, I started working in the restaurant business in 1984, a little Italian restaurant out in the western suburbs. I came to college at Loyola downtown, and I went to work at Avanzari, which was a super hot Italian restaurant. Let us entertain you.
Okay.
In fact, I ran into Mr. Melman over the summer down at Portofino, and he's such a gracious man, and I bent his ear for about 15 minutes and just told him about how I mean, there's literally the things that I'm doing 30 years later I learned from those guys.
They talk about coaching trees. Think about Rich Melman's tree.
Oh,
people that have worked in his restaurants that now own restaurants all over Chicago.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did you bring us this today for Restaurant Week?
Okay, so I brought three of the big headliners here. So one is The Meatball.
Called
The Meatball because
you see Brian behind the glass right there, producing,
still,
and Jeff?
Still salivating.
They're chomping at the bit. This is the biggest meatball in the city.
It's a half a pound of ground veal, beef, pork, ricotta cheese, breadcrumbs, onions,
half
garlic.
Half a pound of just wonderful.
You name it, it's in there. And we make them by, you know, 100 at the back. And it takes a couple days to do this, to do them right, to actually get that nice that form on there, and they're roasted, and then they're just braised in tomato sauce for hours to get to that point. So that's what you got there.
That's wonderful.
Next to that is the rigatoni norcina, that is the Italian sausage and pancetta with a light cream tomato sauce.
Homemade.
The pasta. This particular pasta is not homemade. We are making a lot of our pasta now. Usually the long ones. The cavatelli we're making, but the rigatoni, that's a dry pasta. It's extruded. There's a reason for a dry pasta, and there's a reason for a fresh pasta. It just depends on what the sauce is.
Okay.
Next to that, you'll find the freshly made orecchietti.
What'd you call me?
The little ear. Orecchietti means little ear, and that's orecchietti tartufate, and that has cremini mushrooms, asparagus, sun-dried tomatoes, and a black truffle cream sauce.
Did you start cooking because your mother was a cook?
So my mom's a Swede from northern Minnesota. So they had salt, pepper, dill, and allspice. That was the extent of their spice drawer, right? My grandpa, basically, you know, when you spice something up there, it's basically dumping cream into something.
Oh,
cream
yeah.
corn, cream
right.
carrots, cream
of
spinach,
course.
cream. I mean, literally, he would make pancakes and pour cream on the pancakes. Right. So when my parents got married, this is the story. They got married. They moved to California. There was a couple aunts there from the old country, from Sicily, and they moved in with my parents for like a couple of months.
Right.
And actually taught my mom how to cook Italian. And my mom is one of the best. I always say this, and I think she's out there listening, and she'll get a smirk off this. But she is out there watching this or listening to this and saying, oh, yeah, he always says that. But literally, I used to pull the chair up next to her, and I used to stir the sauce and dunk the bread in the sauce, and I learned how to make all the things she was making, the meatballs, the brujol, you know, that Sunday gravy. We never called it gravy. We called sugu, which is like a Sicilian dialect.
Okay.
Sugu. But, you know, has, like, my dad would say, you got the neck bones, you got the sausage, you got the brajol, you got the
use everything.
We put egg, hard boiled eggs in our sauce. A very Sicilian thing. So, yeah, and that's where it stemmed. That's where it started. And then as I got a little bit older, once I got like to junior high, I started like manning the grill. Cause you know, every guy wants to burn things on a grill. and by the time I was in high school, I was handling all the family parties and all that good stuff and went right to work in an Italian restaurant right out of high school.
It's interesting that when I smell grilled onions, I immediately think of my mother because she's always sauteing onions for something she was making. She's a wonderful cook. So when I smell it to this day, it takes me back to my childhood. Is there something that you make at Prosecco that reminds you, oh, it kind of reminds me of my mother tonight?
Oh, I think that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I would say, I mean, just our basic tomato sauce, which
the sauce
is,
I was going to say, just the aroma.
Right. It's that sauce is, that's basically, it's a mother sauce. You know, there's five basic sauces and one of them is just a plain old tomato sauce, but that is the base. That's where we get started. To make something, and then from that sauce we create so many different things.
Wow, I mean, it's just wonderful. Thank you for coming in,
dude. Thank you so much.
So Restaurant Week runs 17 days. It started on Sunday.
Started on Friday.
Friday.
I have, and then it goes until I think the 9th. So
the
Sunday.
9th. So Restaurant Week is actually almost two and a half weeks.
Yeah, Restaurant Week started as a week and then expanded to 10 days, and now apparently it's going like 17 days. Pretty soon it's going to be Restaurant Month,
right?
And you know, there's going to be 1,000 restaurants, and we're going to go back to all being quiet again because there's just too many slices of the pie.
So if people that are living in the suburbs have never made it down to the city or don't usually get down here, this is the time to stop by for lunch and dinner with these special menus.
This is a great time. Our menus, again, I have three different menus. Each menu has a couple of choices for the first course, four or five choices for the second course, and two or three choices on the dessert end.
You're saving money.
You're saving, getting great food. It's an average of $11 to $15 saving, which is like, you know,
it's a lot of money per person.
20 to 30% off. Yeah.
The executive chef and owner, Mark Spadaccino from Prosecco, 710 North Wells. Where can they find you online?
They can find us online at ProseccoChicago.com. You can find us on Instagram at ProseccoChicago710. You can also find us, me, Prosecco Chef, on Instagram. I'm doing a little live thing right now. My good buddy, Chris Versteeg, is watching us right now. Remember Chris from the Blackhawks?
Of course I do.
Yeah, so he's somewhere up in Canada.
Tell him I said hello.
Chris, Pete says hi, brother. So he's following us right now.
I love
it. And yeah, it's cool. It's like the people that follow me, it's a lot of fun, this whole
You're the social best. Media. Thank you for coming in.
Pete, anytime.
All right, news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago,
a Nexstar Media Group station.